The big news is in February when the James Beard Foundation makes the announcements for the awards, for the nominees. They're going to do it in Orlando. With that will be perhaps tacit acknowledgement that, yes, Orlando has a thriving culinary scene.
Regarding the new law that restaurants can now sell alcohol before noon, what places do you recommend to take advantage of it with a great mimosa or Bloody Mary?
Oh, yes, we've come into the 21st century as far as being able to get a Bloody Mary or a mimosa or anything else that you want on a Sunday before noon. This was the law that was just passed, just went into effect. You can only get it at 9 a.m. on every other day of the week at 7. Let's celebrate by having a mimosa. I would say one of my favorite Sunday places, Tap Room at Dub's Dread. Oh. That's terrific. If you want to go a little bit fancier, maybe the Boheme downtown at the Bohemian. Maybe one of the 310 Park restaurants. Those are all good choices. What else we got going on here? We had a couple of closings. Tommy Addison's has closed, and it's been purchased by the people who own Ollie's Pub in College Park, but we don't have any indication that that's what they're going to open as. Tony Rome was closed for a short time and then reopened. The one down in south by the airport has reopened as a new concept called Tony Roma's Fire Grill and Lounge. It's a little brighter, a little bit different. The menu has changed. I haven't reviewed it yet, but I'll have a review for you real soon. And a new restaurant has been announced for the space that was formerly occupied by Hugh in Thornton Park in downtown Orlando. And this is going to be an exciting opening for the new year, sometime in the probably first quarter, early second quarter. And the chef is Greg Ritchie, who formerly was the chef at Roy's on Sand Lake Road, and then Emerald's Chop Chop.
Holy Smoke Barbecue closed again, right? What happened there?
Yeah, you know, this was a very strange little history that they had. It was in an area where I drove frequently. And so I was watching this restaurant for like 3 years in development. It shouldn't take that long to open up a restaurant. And they finally opened 2 years ago and immediately closed. Things got a little bit better when they finally reopened. I drove by the other day and the Holy Smoke sign was down, but there was an open sign in the window. So I've got some investigating to do on that one.
And you also mentioned a change in Winter Park.
Taste Restaurant in College Park closed. PR's Taco Palace is going to go in there. PR's is the place in Winter Park on Fairbanks there, right by the railroad tracks. And this is key. With the SunRail in development, there was a little stretch of road along the railroad tracks that was a popular spot for PR's people to park. They shut down this little street. I didn't even know it had a name. I read an article recently that said PR's has lost about 20% business at that location. The owner of PR says that he's going to keep both locations open. But I kind of wonder if we're going to see, if he gets that one up and running, that the Winter Park one just might go away.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.